Get him. Thank you for being a friend. I'd like to welcome all you ignorant ass bitches, critics, complainers, disgruntled rappers. And racist especially.
Hallelujah.
What's up, friends? This is your friend Dante X.
And this is Nia, your favorite auntie. Oh, man.
He muted himself. Chris muted himself.
Oh, yeah. And then I unmuted and I'm still going high energy, baby.
And this is Harsh Words with Friends. And we are here with our friend, comedian Saya Meads. She's performed at Chocolate Sundays at the Laugh Factory. She's done the Apollo. She has great stages from New Orleans to who knows where. Like, she just be there. Sometimes when comedy happens, she just pops up like a magical fairy and blesses the stage. It happens.
Hey, y'all. How are you doing?
Welcome.
I done seen you just pop up like a magical fairy and bless a stage with comedy before. What is it about you and comedy that's just like hand in glove, peas and carrots?
I would say that I just keep my mission statement true. And every time I'm about to get on stage, I think, how am I going to burden people with the atrocities of my imagination?
That works.
Yeah, I don't know, these burdens are too heavy for me, so I'm like, I gotta curse somebody with this.
Just project it right onto the audience.
So somebody's gonna have to contemplate these things heavily, and it ain't gonna be me.
You know, the burden, just like this fat ass that I have, is just too heavy for me to carry, you know.
And now, look, if anybody knows your story, your testimony in that regard, I am as the paragon of thickness on this podcast.
No, I thought you were saying something else. Like, you didn't hit it from the back. I'm like, when that happened? Like, what did you?
I know all about dragging a wagon, if you will.
Understood. But I am a liar. The ass is pudgy. I will say it's pudgy. I also have this fly that's really pissing me off. Like, it's... So if you see it, let me know.
Well, you do live in New Orleans, which is... Like, someone asked me to describe living in New Orleans. I was like, it's like Wild America meets Good Times.
Hmm. Yeah, that's about it.
I've never been to New Orleans before, but that sounds about right.
You never been to New Orleans? It's a great place with no actual laws.
Huh. Yeah, they guidelines. We don't have to follow them. Yeah. They just like, hey.
Oh, wait, no, there's one. Don't let the cops see you pissing. You will go to jail.
Okay.
If they see you pissing.
Really? Because right. I saw a cop join a nigga.
Word. Oh, the things have changed.
Well, the cop's like, kid, I gotta
piss. The cop like, I gotta go too, bro. Look, move over.
This the spot. I don't know.
This is the only city where a motherfucker can disappear for a few days and people be concerned, but not too concerned. Like, I had a friend. Like,
what Errol at? You know he be wildin'. You know he gonna come back. Like,
like my whole boy disappeared for a few days and he just needed some time to think. He came back to work like nothing happened. And they go, hey, told you you were safe.
Time to think. You sure you wouldn't like thinking in a trunk, right? Like, he didn't get released back.
It could have been some time to think in the trunk. You never know.
He never spoke about it ever.
Oh, that sounds like trunk time. I live in Atlanta. That's trunk time.
Has not spoken to it to this day.
real. I'm weak. That is, he got dropped off in the woods, had to walk back.
I said he be needing his me time, you know? Yeah. Why y'all always worry about his whereabouts? As long as he come back, he know where home at. Like,
look, we grew up, we were latchkey kids. We had a key around our neck. We should, we know how to get home if nowhere else.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
That's why the serial killers took a break, I guess, during y'all childhood. They right back and they flourishing.
Yeah. Nah, it's crazy. Yeah. We were like, Dante and I were in Atlanta. There was a huge child serial killer back then. Just didn't want us.
You just didn't. Just,
we thankfully.
Look, trust me. I was one of them kids that was like real abductable back in the day. Like, like I was the go walk up to a stranger. Hi, buddy. Let's meet you. It's nice to meet you. Like, I was that kid.
That was.
Yeah. Did you have puppies? Do you have candy?
I didn't even need puppies. I'm talking about.
I'm loyal. You know, I'm loyal to strangers, and that was my problem growing up. Like, you can hand me a bag of crack at six, and I got that block spun for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a right now. That's my problem. You know, I'll be in the room. I ain't talking because I ain't no fucking snitch. You recruited me that morning. You know, that's why I wasn't blocked. I live and die by this gang, bitch. Like, right. that was...
Damn, like, you grew up in the wire, goddamn.
Not the wire.
Here come Omar. Oh, shit.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. The actor played Omar. He was dope.
He was pushing it at the very least. He was pushing it at the very least. Saya,
yeah.
How did you get started in comedy?
I started at comedy when I was 15. I started. I don't know. I barely even knew what stand up was. Okay, so y'all know Jeff D.
Yes,
Jeff D. Mr. That's Mr. D. Because he was my teacher in school. He was the reason why I do kind of comedy. So he was the drama teacher. He was the IB film and theater teacher. And he was like hosting like an open mic night or a talent show night. And I barely knew what stand up was, but for some reason, something pushed my hands to the paper and was like, right, Saya beat stand up comedy. Cause like, I don't know, I've always like making people laugh has always been like my number one thing. It brings my soul alive. You know what I'm saying? Like, if,
right.
I don't know, if I was a My Little Pony, my cutie mark would be a skull, but like the Jenny way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, bitch, I'm dead. Like, that's what it would be. And so, I don't know. And I did really well to say that was my first time on stage. And he was like, let me teach you some stuff. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I graduate. A few years later, I graduate. And then he's like, let me, I'm sorry. In between that, I was doing events and stuff for the school. Whenever the school would have like pep rallies, I would host or stuff like that. Or I'd do like a small set. And it was always really fun. I roasted our disciplinarian, who was my nemesis, my longtime nemesis at the time. if you're watching this, fuck you, Mr. Gilmore. So after I graduated, he put me in a group chat and he was like, hey, this is Geneva. Meet her at this spot. And Geneva was the first person that I met in comedy. And ever since then, your girl been in love.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay.
There's something to that. There's something to that. That instant, that fall in love with first at first sight. Somebody signed me up against my will the first night that I did comedy, and I went up and I roasted everybody at my table. I roasted the host for harassing me onto the stage, and then I told the story about my ex-wife that I told a million times at parties, and it went well. And I was like, "Oh shit, I can do this."
Yeah.
And like, so I see how. You could go, oh shit, then this is a thing. But you seem to be so much more. This is the fun thing about you. You're so much more talented than so many other people I meet. But then it's like you forget that you're more talented than most of the people you meet.
See, you're so, I don't think. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, it's I don't know. I don't know if it's you being humble or if it's just like, yo, we all out here grinding. Like, I'm not sure which one is it.
Well, so I'm a Leo, so humble is what I do. And I love how nobody, y'all just don't like, why is he laughing that hard? The humanity of the simple Leah Sermon. And then why is he so judgy, Miss Nia? Why is he?
Because I know Leos. I know and love Leos. As an Aries. And I know I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying I know and love Leos.
Aries can see through lies really well, I hear. So you know I'm capping.
That's why I didn't say anything. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna let her cook. Not even let her cook.
And I think I don't look at it as a scale, like as a anybody is better than anybody. I look at it as a level of like actualization. Like, have you found your voice? Have you found your style of comedy? And are you the best you that you've like that you put on stage as consider? Like, are you your favorite you, not the best you? Are you your favorite you? When you get on stage, and I find the most successful people are people that throw caution to the wind and are like, I am not afraid of like being vulnerable in a way, because there's a kind of vulnerability that comes with being on stage. Just like, because, so this sounds off topic, but people ask me like, what's the difference between like social media comedians and stand-up comedians? I don't think there's a difference foundationally. Like, we all exist to make people laugh. My train of thought is horrible, so I don't even know where I was going with that. I lost it again. Okay, so yeah. Like, at the core of our being, we want to make people laugh, right? Uh-huh. Shit. I didn't take my meds today. So my train of thought be getting away from me.
Oh, that's okay. Look,
so the point that I was making, what was the point that I was making? God, that
it was about social media versus.
Yes, but there was a specific point. What was we talking about before?
Oh, is it about how you so humble as a comedian?
So humble. But, I don't know. Fuck. It was about actualization. It was about like figuring out what kind of comedian you are, and when you're doing it, you do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Blah 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 and shit like that. It's gonna come back to me. We're gonna be talking about Bussy or something, and I'm gonna be like, oh,
we're gonna circle the block.
I'm gonna spin the block. So it's over for y'all when I figure out what I was trying to say.
We can talk. Look, I am a firm believer that Bussy is the most dangerous resource out there in the wild.
I've never eaten ass, but I hear it's a delicacy. I hear it. I've never eaten ass. Like, I'm unfortunate enough to be attracted semi to men. So the only butt that would ever be on my plate is a man butt, and man butt scares me. You know what I'm saying? So I would never. Go down there, so I'm not fucking going down there. You know what I'm saying?
Who don't go down there? Okay, never mind.
No, you know why are you looking around?
Who don't go down there? Okay.
See, it's gotta be man butt, but they gotta have a bidet. So that know that they culture.
Yeah, you gotta have the bidet. I mean, everyone should have a bidet. I'm team bidet all day.
And at least a separate wash rag. Like, you got your ass wash rag, your nether regions wash rag, and then your everything else wash rag. Before I would even consider it, but it's not my ministry.
You have a lot of wash rags. That's a lot of wash rags.
That's a lot. You just got to flip the towel over. Put a folded in a square. You know how when you start folding it in squares? Because now, oh shit, bitch, I've been this dirty? Like, so you go to a clean side, and then you sully that one up too. And then now all of a sudden, your white rag is green for some reason.
No. See, well, I have big hands, so I can't just fold up my washcloths into fours, because then it won't do what it needs to do. So I just, you know, full hand, full wash rag, you know, hit up the important parts, and then take my little African sponge and then exfoliate all the extra stuff.
Oh, see, I just use the sponge. I don't even use the sponge now. The little Netflix sponge. The little net looking sponge you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just use that. I stopped using the washcloth and just use that total. It holds soap real nice. Nice lather. Try it out.
It does. Oh,
wait, the sponge that you mean like the what they put the soap in and then you just
Okay. It looks like
netting.
Fish net. Yeah, it looks like net you catch a fish with.
Yeah.
I dated somebody who got Ghanaian a long time ago and she put me on it to it. It's just a stretchy, looks like a fishing net. And you put a little lather in that bad boy, it's like washing with Brillo pad. Like it gets everything off.
Mm-hmm. Send me the Amazon link for that. Like,
oh, I can definitely do that. I can definitely.
Because I don't even think I'm this dark skinned. I don't think. I need something extra. Oh Lord, somebody gonna take this and be like, she's saying about dark skinned people dirty. Bitch, I'm dark skinned. I'm sorry if I keep looking down. I just noticed that I don't have a toenail. What happened with that?
Hey, like sometimes they just
or
the whole nail on my pinky is gone. When did that happen?
Oh, pinky toenails ain't toenails anyway. You good? Like everybody got. I've never seen anybody with nice pinky toenails.
And sometimes they just relocate on their own.
I mean, although if you lose them body parts, you should check with somebody, healthcare professional or something.
It looked like an unlockable character. It just looks like a dotted line where it should be. It looked like one of those things where you got to take a piece and it's like, this piece fit like a square peg, a square hole. But like, where is the peg? Where is my toe? Zuri, you see this? I'm sorry, that's my cat.
That's so
like,
cute.
She's so adorable, right?
She is very adorable.
See, she's so used to my cute aggression, she doesn't get scared when I grip her neck. I'm not gripping hard, I promise.
That's a hood cat, if I ever see one. That hood cat, like, yeah, man, she be gripping this shit. That's just kind of our vibe. That's our vibe. Stay strapped.
Wait, so what's your vibe?
Yeah, the cat's like, that's our vibe. That's what we do.
And that's what I'm saying. When I pull a Zuri out, just know there's no way out for you.
Now, I'm in the market. I'm starting the active search for my emotional support dog.
Mm-hmm. You rescuing one?
Yes. I'm going to rescue it. It will be trained for emotional support and stuff. No, because I'm a veteran. What would you advise me in that realm?
As far as emotional support cats?
No, I can't do an emotional support cat. I'm allergic. And I don't think cats like me.
I call cat allergic.
No, I am allergic to cats. Mm-hmm.
Okay. As far as like a dog is concerned, because I'm a cat lady, but...
As you maybe should be.
Right? They don't get it. Like a poodle?
Oh, God, no.
I don't know anything about the musty-ass dogs. I don't know.
Look, okay.
Well, I only chose poodle because I heard they're really smart and they're, you know...
No, they're not. They're assholes.
Okay, but it's a dog, though. See, I don't know. Okay, so I don't think I like dogs because white people like them too much and I got to balance it out. They like them too much. I never like dogs because, like, white people... I feel like if the aliens came and they said it's either the niggas or the dogs, they would think about it. Like, they said it's the niggas or the Dobermans, they would really think about it.
Like, they wouldn't even think about it. They'd be like, obviously. Look, it's
the niggas. I can't hold that against them because if the aliens came down and was like, take me to your leader, I'd be like, fuck a leader, kill them all of us. Like,
this is why you can't be in charge of anything. Don't answer me. I want
to
live.
I would sell us the fuck out. I would sell.
No, imagine.
Good to know.
On that note, imagine the aliens came down and said, take me to your leader, and we showed them Joe Biden. Like, we got to do something. We got to do something.
No,
Sleepy Joe.
That's not your leader. If the aliens come down and say, take me to your leader, you lead them to Snoop Dogg. Ain't nobody ever hated that dude ever in the world.
Beyonce.
I think Snoop Dogg is the Earth spokesperson. I've never seen him have beef with anybody. He hangs out with Martha Stewart.
He had beef with Gayle King once.
Y'all his mom had to step in. Set. Wait, he had beef with that dude that they said he murdered.
Yeah,
there is that.
That's old beef. But think about he went through the East Coast, West Coast beef, and nobody made no diss records about Snoop. You ain't never heard nobody really get him. Nah, they made it, about the West. Ain't nobody pulling the Snoop Dogg and saying, fuck that dude.
If that is the land of delusion you want to live in, that's fine. I do agree. I do agree with introducing the aliens to Snoop Dogg, though. I do agree with that.
I think that's the best bet. He's going to get our point across.
I'm introducing them to... I'm going to go take them to see... What's that movie that came out the same time as Barbie? Oppenheimer? I'm going to take the aliens to see Oppenheimer, and I'm going to be like this. This right here. Do that.
Dude, we'll be showing him. He's going to unleash all the aliens on Twitter and said, make your decision. You're all going to die. Now I'm good. You're not allowed to speak.
I wonder what kind of parts they got. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad they dropped the aliens recently because, like, as somebody that's Aero Ace, I see people all the fucking time. Like, if y'all don't get tired of porn, like, the same shit, it's the same thing. Booty, ass, dick, and titties. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, coochie. So when they introduced the aliens, I was like, oh, shit, new genitals just dropped. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to see what that's about.
I'm trying to see what they got. I'm trying to see that aliasy, like, you know, that galaxy.
NASA just actually put out an article talking about how they assume that most aliens won't be able to have sex with them. And I think they're just not trying hard enough. They're quitters.
The fact that that's an article lets you know just how fucking wild. This is the 21st
century. The first thing we think is like, they're aliens. Can we fuck them?
Like, that's why brought their ass down here yet. They be like, because as soon as we touch down, first green toe on the ground, they're going to be trying to fuck us. So we need to stay back.
The moment the aliens get down, they got to cover their drinks. Like,
they got to cover their genitals. The whole bit.
If they did come down, I'd try to fuck an alien. I'm not gonna lie about that at all. I would.
I want to see what aliens are looking like. You know,
exactly. What that alien top doing?
What that galaxy top look like? You know.
You want to
see that cerebral? I don't know. Let me see that celestial cock. I don't know. Let me see it. I want to see.
You want to know what that orifice do?
That's not what that orphans do.
Intergalactic taint is on your intergalactic taint.
Stop, y'all making me cook. Like, I'm over here. Y'all know that my I don't know if y'all see me do stand up, but my stand up ain't based in any kind of reality. Like, I'm the conductor on this train of thought, and bitch, that's what it is. So I talk about anything. I will talk about anything. I don't know.
So you had that, like, so you're gonna be out here a proponent for intergalactic sex, huh?
You know me so well. I don't know. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, exactly. Team get weird.
Wait, you see it? Team get weird. Damn it. Now that you've named it, I mean, shit, I gotta join now. Team get weird.
Wait, named what?
He named the team Get Weird. Like, oh, now I gotta be a part of that.
I'm just trying to see what it'd be like.
Just want to.
I want to know what that tentacle do. I've seen.
What that tentacle do?
I've seen. If y'all you make look me at animated real. Japanese porn, they've really. They've gone to some whole new places that
you
should just check out. I'm just saying, check it out. Expand your mind.
Look,
this about to be a fucking Instagram reel. I need to test this idea out.
last episode, I did. I was talking about Neil deGrasse Tyson and how in school he thought about becoming a dancer because he wasn't going to be able to cover all his schooling costs. And like I was talking about how sex work is work. But what I really should have asked was this. Which scientist or noted, like somebody noted for anything but sex work, would you like to see do sex work?
Him. Because seeing him, okay, when he does interviews, he puts on this nerdy, disheveled kind of appearance. Or personality when he does interviews. Not that it's not at its core real, But I've seen video and pictures of him outside of media. And it's like a whole, he's polished. Like, oh, what is the name of that?
Don't let the smooth taste fool you, huh?
Right. So I'm like, wait a minute. Like, he was polished, had all black on, had his lineup. I'm like, wait a minute. Where'd that lineup come from? And he was just super sexy. Not that he isn't. I personally think he's cute. But anyway, he was just, he upped his level. So definitely him. That's the only person I can think of right now.
I would like to think, if it was a scientist, Dr. Fauci. Because he looked submissive and breedable.
He's a little, he's a little old, though. He's a little old, though. I don't know if his baby
batter still works. Because old people, I had an ex, and he worked with old people, and them motherfuckers was nasty.
I know, but the baby batter ain't viable after a certain age. Just like our
You trying
age.
To get pregnant from... Sex work?
But yeah, you said he's...
Breedable. Breedable.
Yeah, no, he's breedable. Like, he's yeah, not he's breeding breedable. Anybody. He's getting bred.
Yeah, oh, that bussy is getting bust okay. wide open.
See, yeah. We got to clarify. Are we talking about bussy or pussy?
And I thought sperm never expires.
I mean...
I've never known it too.
It expires. Just like our eggs expire, sperm expires too. It just becomes less viable. I think once men reach about 40, 45, it starts.
I'm about to say, tell it to that rock star that got that 23-year-old pregnant and they was in the...
Look, she's going to fuck around and find out because it caused birth defects and other things within...
I mean, they...
So,
she... I mean, they rich, so it don't matter.
Right.
Yeah, they...
They got the fixes.
They rich. It's okay if his sperm had two tails.
Oh, and that's literally what it'll be too.
Oh,
disfigured sperm cells.
Speaking about scientists you want to see do sex work, it's Bill Nye all day. I don't know if you've seen if you look at the behind the scenes videos, that dude gets to it. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, but he looks mean. Like right. He look like he like to do that dom shit where he step on you, but he goes like a little bit too far into the non-con. Like it starts being like, am I consistent?
He looks like he bites.
I think you're reading into him. I think he's submissive as hell. I think you grab
you
him by
submissive? Yeah,
I think you grab him by that bow tie and you tell him where you'd like to put it.
I don't see it.
Let you put it there.
I don't want a little bit.
Now, see,
I don't know. It'd be the stern ones that like to be dominated. I hear.
Exactly. Like he's telling you, that's what it's all about, your hidden desires. That's why I think Neil deGrasse Tyson wouldn't be that good, because that dude don't seem like he'd be a generous lover. He seems a little selfish. I think he would.
He keeping a nut to himself.
I think he's gonna get him, and then he's gonna tell you about some stars, and then you gonna fall asleep and never get yours. I think that's his thing. He does.
He gonna definitely take. He gonna swab you for his own nut. Like he wants his nut back. He gonna put it in a little baggie. That's him. He want every ounce of his nut back.
Exactly. That's his star stuff. You ain't getting that from him.
You think you're about to get a finger to the hand come out? And he gets every single drop of his own nut like that.
We're made from star stuff, and I'm keeping this star stuff with me. I think you know what? You know who I want to see? I want to see Wayne Knight's character from Jurassic Park, like dancing his way through school.
You didn't say they was fictional. They could be fictional.
Hey, I didn't write the rules. I just said a thing, and then I just decided. I said a thing, and then I made a decision. You can do a fictional, omission. Actual, you know.
Hmm.
Well, if I could do fictional, this gets so much weirder.
Yeah. Rick comes to mind, but no, you do better.
Oh.
I might let Rick hit, though.
Dr. Doolittle?
Dr. Doofenshmirtz, nah.
Doofenshmirtz, who's that?
Okay, Doofenshmirtz. Okay, okay.
How you not know who Doofenshmirtz? Perry the Platypus? A platypus?
Yeah,
Perry the Platypus, nigga in the white coat, he always had an anator. Phineas and Ferb.
Okay, yeah, he gonna build
that nuttinator for you, and it's gonna blow up. Yeah. Vanessa needs a new pair of shoes. I don't know. He gonna make it work. He gonna put that pussy to work. Shout out to John Reynolds.
I feel like Megamind from the movie Megamind was a freak.
Ooh.
Like he just, let you rub your booty on his bald head.
Yeah, see, I think that's what's gonna happen. It's not even, what y'all do is not even gonna be sex. It's gonna be some weird shit, like math problems while he thumps himself or something. I don't know. It's gonna be something weird.
I don't know how Roxanne gonna put up with that, but
hey, she might be enjoying it. Put the forehead on my booty. Put the forehead on my
put the booty on my put the forehead on my booty.
The logistics.
Bruh. I don't know. A fictional scientist that would be fantastic at OnlyFans and shit. I don't know. I feel like
Edna Mode from the Fantastic.
Bring up Edna Mode.
From the Incredibles. Oh, Edna Mode, she'd break somebody down.
They know that's for people that got them kinks that like that humiliation kink. Like,
yeah.
Darling, what are you wearing? Like that. Get out of my face. That polyester? Poor. You are poor. That's then start ripping your lineage. She asked you to open up your mobile banking app so she can financially break down.
Oh my god.
How you can't dress. Like they would love that. They'd be like, step on me, but she don't have the weight to support it. So like really it's a light tap.
Gotta step Edna on their Mode. Feelings.
Yeah, Edna Mode would she'd hurt your feelings and then put it on you.
Didn't put it on. I don't even think she would. I feel like she wouldn't even. I feel like she wouldn't fuck you with someone else coochie. Like she would let you lick her feet. She would let you lick her feet. That's what she would do.
Probably.
And if anything, you can only worship the ground she just walked on. Fresh steps. Like,
I was not allowed. Think Spock from Star Trek.
Yeah, yes. Spock is repressed a lot. Like, he repressed that human side. Spock got some shit he want to get off. And one of them things is a nut.
He'll definitely pull your hair, for sure.
I think he's that dude that accidentally killed somebody because he never had good sex before. Mm. Like it gets good to him and he chokes you to death accidentally. Accidentally.
He accidentally give you the fucking nerve pinch.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Get a nerve pinch and you just go out like, wait, what happened?
What happened? He finished you off because he panicked or something? I don't know. I actually have never seen Star Trek.
Well,
wow, you do. I resisted seeing Star Wars for the same reasons that most people reject Star Trek. It took them a while to get around to it. They finally added a fat black dude, and I was like, okay, I see representation. I got you.
What, in Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars, when they added Saw Gerrera. Yeah. I was like, okay, I bet.
You can Star Trek, now. You can see it.
Ain't no excuse for that in Star Trek, though. They got teleporters. Like, their doors are ornaments, technically. So, can't get one husky brother up in there?
Oh, no, they genetically removed all that. That's why nobody has, that's why nobody has any major illnesses on Earth and stuff. They got rid of all that shit. Everybody eat healthy food, even though they got...
So they got rid of two pieces and biscuits, huh?
They definitely...
Have you ever seen anybody...
That's not a life worth living.
Yeah, that is not... that is not a life
worth living. They probably sent them all to another planet. It's probably just a planet full of all the people who was like, look, I'm going to have biscuits and gravy. You can't stop me.
I'm going to have biscuits.
Like, you send me to another planet, I'll go live over here on biscuits and gravy land. You're not going to take that from me.
Somewhere. Like, I'm going to be the Harriet Tubman with big back.
The Harriet Tubman, the fried chicken. You just
got the big back Negroes to the planet.
Got a little subtle.
What are you not about to take from me is that chicken sandwich. I don't care. That bitch still got me in a chokehold, a full melt. Like,
look, come on here, get in the shuttle. Okay. Don't ask me where we going. Just know it's gonna be delicious when you get there.
Knocking them fucking babies out. The fact that everybody thought that she was really socking babies in the face, like like she was serving two pieces to them fucking children.
That was the funniest 2 weeks on social media history.
I don't know. I feel like every quarter social media tops itself. Like,
yeah. Like every time you think you can't see something more ridiculous,
you see something else
happens.
But like the whole thing is, I think it's because social media gets bored with regular life.
It is. I mean, it's an escape for sure. So I see that.
So people got to go. Oh, let's say some wild shit because ain't nobody said no wild shit in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So now, next thing you know, they got Harriet Tubman punching babies in the face.
I wouldn't be surprised if that trends again. Somebody on a podcast said,
"Man, memes are the only thing that's holding society together." I'm not gonna lie. They outlaw memes, mass suicide. That's the only thing that's holding everyone together.
Oh yeah, they can't outlaw memes. Memes is the best language in existence right now.
It's universal. I can send
somebody a meme and they will understand everything I'm trying to say better than I can say.
Yeah.
And then
memes.
The worst part is that's the only way. Memes are the only way that humanity is maintaining a sense of humor about how ridiculous humanity is being right now.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Like,
sorry, I was holding my cat's leg while she was licking it. I was trying to be supportive. I was like, you know how they stretch their leg out like real far? I was just holding my ankle. I was like, you go ahead, get it, baby. Get it.
Trying to help her out, make sure she got support.
Right.
Yeah. I ride for my nigga.
That's an animal's life there. Like, I feel like if I lived as an animal that could lick its own shit, like just lick my own junk.
I was about to say, you can lick your own shit. You just gonna get sepsis or something.
Yeah.
Like
you gonna cold blue. I don't know.
If I lived in an existence where I were a pet and I could lick my own junk and somebody fed me and like, okay.
I eat my poop all day.
You say you eat your poop all day?
I said I eat my own coochie all day.
Hey, oh, all day. Hey, yeah, all day.
24/7?
Yeah.
I'm just afraid of the taste of coochie. I don't know. Coochie look like a bite.
There is a movie of a coochie that bites.
It's called Teeth. The movie's called Teeth. Do not bring up Teeth.
I adore that movie.
That's actually, I didn't see it. I've never heard of it till now. It's an actual movie called
Teeth. Go to your, you can get it at Redbox or something probably still.
Mm-hmm. Do a little googly search.
Why
wouldn't you go to a Redbox? Because, man, sometimes you gotta be amongst the people. You just gotta get out there. And struggle still.
You need to hold your leg? All right, if you need support, just let me know.
You would do a full cat lady shit. That is fantastic.
I mean, I'll fuck around. If she wasn't afraid of everything, I would fuck around by that little, like, tongue thing. You know? When you gotta hold it. Help my baby out, you know?
That is concerning.
I tried a toothbrush before, and that did not work out. Like, you're supposed to, like, wet a toothbrush and then, like, pet your cat on their head or whatever. And it's supposed to remind them of their mom, but that didn't work out for none of my cats.
What if they had a bad mom? Like, what if their cat mom wasn't a good mom?
Yes, that's probably what happened because I tried and they were just like, what the fuck? And just kind of went about their business. I'm like, oh, okay, well, my bad. My bad. The internet told me to try this.
All right.
Anyways. Yes.
Saya, we have a game that we would love for you to play with us. It is, I consider it the preeminent game of in America right now, you know, since the passing of Alex Trebek. Now, this game is the game. It's called Who Gives a Fuck? It's time to play Who Gives a Fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
It's where we present the stories, and on a 0 to 5 fuck scale, we decide how many fucks we give.
Okay.
I'll start. Apparently someone was very hungry. A fast food loving black bear stole $45 worth of Taco Bell order from the front porch of a home in Orlando.
Damn.
An Uber Eats driver delivered it. Now, this was no Florida man story. There's no evidence a Floridian dressed in a bear costume stole the food.
Floridian.
It's an actual, real-life Florida black bear estimated to weigh 300 to 400 pounds.
Are we sure it wasn't a Florida man dressed up in a bear suit?
Absolutely. Look, I will share this screen with you because this...
They're making bear costumes real realistic these days, and I can imagine a Florida man doing that.
This bear.
That's a deep vein. Look at it. Look at her. You can see her veins.
Caught on camera, a family's food.
Yeah,
that bear. Right
that's the man in. That's a Florida man in a bear suit.
Look at the back of that bear. That's a big story. So, bear. Of course,
safe to say they won't
be
that.
That's a big black bear.
Long gone. The suspect involved here is a 300 to 400 pound black bear. The entire black incident,
bear. I like the way she said black. I don't
right.
like
yeah, yeah, it. Black bear.
Oh yeah, they got to point out it's a black bear.
Outside this Longwood home,
a polar bear would never.
Later, a bear
not in that neighborhood.
And helps itself to Lady Gutierrez's dinner.
We're not used to black Gutierrez's bears in this
Nicole
neighborhood.
Castro couldn't believe her eyes when she saw the
African American Earth.
And he
came again
for the soda.
The hungry came again for the soda.
Worth of now let's talk about somebody having their life together, because not only did this bear steal this Taco Bell, it was $45 worth of Taco. Do you know how much $45 worth of Taco
That's
Bell is?
That's a
That's
lot.
A
That's so, a banquet.
They trying to clog every toilet in they motherfucker.
I personally feel that bear did him a favor. And he came back for the soda. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, he came back for the cold drink?
Yes.
Okay, that's a fat dude shit. As a fat dude.
Like that fish from SpongeBob. Where's my drink? No. My diet, Dr. Gale? Like, no.
So how many fucks do you give that bears are out here heisting large amounts of Taco Bell?
I give it 5 fucks. Yogi's getting at it. He's got his black Air Force Ones on. He's stealing now.
I give it I give 4 or 5 bucks. So yeah, that black bear did them a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd say 3 because I don't really eat Taco Bell, so that's why I did put it right in the middle. But I give a fuck because it's highly entertaining, and I love I love the cinematography of it, and I loved everything about it.
I
give
it
5 fucks. I give it 5 fucks. I was gonna give it 5 anyway, but especially because they had to point out the color of the bear. It's like it's a black bear. The like black bear stuff.
Yeah.
The black bear stole it.
Wait.
For me, he lost 2 points for technique. Like, I don't know. That was... His technique was trash.
Also,
I don't know
the way that...
Bell went solo. I don't know what he did.
I just know the way that...
He knew the jacking. He knew the jacking.
Yeah.
That must be a solo mission Boo Boo Bell went on. Because I don't know what happened to... I don't know what happened to Yogi, but he was like, I got to get it out the paint. Like, I got to. People don't picnic like they used to. People don't picnic no more.
No.
He got to
get
Uber Eats.
So he got to get that Uber Eats. He got to get that in.
Porch pirating. Look at that.
I want to point out that's how crazy the pandemic did it to everybody. People stopped picnicking, so now bears is robbing your delivery off your porch.
Like, probably a DoorDash and shit.
Right. And in fact, I'm pretty sure that bear didn't even necessarily want the drink. It's just that bear stole the food, got back to his family, and somebody was like, what, no drink? Like, shit, my bad. Let me go back and get the drink.
I think it was great that he stole it, because like, if people opened up and they just saw a cold drink, you know, that's more disrespectful. Where are the 35 tacos that I ordered? Like,
I'm fighting somebody if you leave me just a drink and no food.
I just got a medium Dr. Coke. Like, what? Diet Coke? Like, that's disrespectful. He had to go back for it. You know, that way they can claim it all, that they didn't get the whole order. You know,
yeah, we had 127 Mexican pizzas and no. And now we are assed out, and they just left Sprite. Ain't that about a bitch?
Not even a Sprite, a Mountain Dew. What is that? Oh,
a Sierra Mist. Yeah, Sierra Mist.
That's my main reason. If you're not serving Coke products, I'm looking at you like Meryl Streep from them. That's ghetto.
I just can't wait. I can't wait to see the sequel to Cocaine Bears, Taco Bell Bear, and what happened to that bear.
Oh, my God.
It's coming.
That bear's gonna
That's on the poster right there. It's coming.
That bear's gonna shit itself so hard it launches itself into low orbit. Is that a bear roaring? Sorta.
Poor
flying
bear
by the houses.
Have y'all seen a shaved bear?
Yes. It is just go see it. And everybody who can hear this.
That's the spirit of a Florida man right there.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
A shaved bear is the spirit of a Florida man.
Yes.
No, I gotta see that shit. I gotta see that shit.
Don't Google alone. That's
who's
for sure.
Who's next?
I can go next. In Encino, California. A murderer hired a series of day laborers to move all of the body parts out of his house. But then, let's go even further. When these day laborers realized what they did, they tried to go report the crime and were turned away from the police department.
What?
Because obviously they were Hispanic.
Because what?
They were Hispanic.
How can racism stop them from solving from catching a serial killer?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the Jeffrey Dahmer story.
Eventually,
imagine your soul is in heaven waiting justice, and they're mad that the carrier came south of the border.
Right. I mean, eventually the person was found and arrested and fined, whatever. But
how many bodies?
It doesn't say how many bodies, but they were paid $500, which they returned. And they also returned all the bags.
No bread to work, though.
Right.
Oh, yeah, again, I don't know why they returned it.
I wouldn't have. I mean, technically, it's blood money, but...
I could see the sheriff, when they show up, like, look, people, don't Hispanic.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
That was awful. That was awful in an awful way, not even in a good way.
That's why he didn't take they didn't laugh at his joke. He didn't take their fucking information. And that's what happened.
I give that shit 5 fucks because, god damn. Like, you're trying to report a crime and they're like, yeah, no, sorry, essay. You know, something.
Right, though, I can't understand what you're saying. I'm saying someone's dead. We've got bags with bodies.
Imagine you doing the Lord's work by reporting a serial killer, and they go, okay, but where are your papers? Like, that's horrible.
Oh, I have a associate who took some numbers and plugged them into, he plugged variables into the same model that they use to predict the weather. And it came up with some anomalies. And the anomalies turned out to be serial killers.
Okay.
And because of the way the anomalies popped up in the algorithm, he says that there are anywhere from 8 to 12 serial killers operating in New Orleans right now.
God damn.
You mean gangs?
No. like serial killer, like actual lone wolf serial killer.
Oh, lone wolf. Oh, you talk about the sheriff office? Or are we talking about
We're talking about like just people like finding the opportunity in New Orleans and just killing a motherfucker and throwing them in, throwing them somewhere.
Like some Dexter shit, like where you like I want to wear your skin to my birthday party kind of stuff.
Again, in OPD. I don't understand what you don't understand.
Pretty much.
Or we might be talking about energy. They do that shit too. Energy,
they definitely. They make sure they be like, you know what? It's going to get cold for these 17 non-consecutive days of New Orleans winter. Let's make sure you freeze to death.
17 non-consecutive days.
We are here for you.
Is it my turn? Okay. Two men were arrested recently after a routine traffic stop in Houston, Texas, revealed 46 packages of oxtails stolen from a local Walmart, Kroger, HEB, and Foodtown stores, totaling almost $2,500. They also had seafood, tomahawk steaks, some briskets, and some more shit. The cops had the oxtails displayed on the car like they made a major drug bust or whatever. And the only thing, the reason why I give this shit five fucks is I have never seen, well, no, I won't say never. It's been a long time since I've seen oxtail that girthy. And maybe it's because I live in Minnesota and white folks is just white folks in it. Maybe I just don't have access to meaty oxtails. But I was salty because I'm like, they're going to use that as evidence and they're going to throw all that oxtail away and all the other shit away. So I gave it five fucks and I'm pissed because I don't have access to good girthy oxtails.
I give five fucks because I think the NOPD gave five fucks because this must have happened in the Caribbeans or something. Because who? We got them. Like what? Back market ring?
I mean, they were serious. Thick ass oxtails just popped the trunk.
I give it five fucks. Because there's no way them cops just throwed away them steaks. They about to have the meanest barbecue ever, and that's bullshit.
You know.
I don't think they deserve that. Cops don't get steaks.
They don't get nothing.
I give it five fucks because these people are driving up the oxtail market. They're driving it up. Like, so now I got to pay $45 for oxtail nachos, huh? Because y'all out here just heisting nachos like you Ocean's 13 and shit. Like, fuck out of here.
That's that catch me if you can shit. Like, that's that now you see me vault scene. Like, that's exactly.
This is somebody in the frozen, in the meat section spinning steaks around their chest and throwing them behind them, avoiding cameras.
I was about to try to make a fucking iCarly reference, but fucking T-Bone, he got like 40 oxtails on a stick. How did you get them?
Now, if any of these fools pulled up on you and popped the trunk on some girthy ass oxtails, would you purchase?
I'm supporting that small business as much as I can.
How much for a pack?
Like, I know I would.
I don't even know how to make oxtails. I do it because that's a good deal.
Right?
It's a good deal.
I'll bring it over to my mom's house. Like, Mom, I got the lick on these oxtails.
You said you're going to flip it.
I'm going to flip the oxtail. I'm going to cut a profit. Don't play with me.
All right, look, I got these oxtails. I give you 8 pounds of oxtails for like 6 pounds of ground beef if you want to help me out.
Six pounds of ground beef is like $10. What are you talking about? That's horrible.
I am not a good businessman. I am a good criminal, not a good businessman.
You're hustling backwards.
Whatever license you got, where you got that from?
At least throwing us some crab legs.
Well, he, you know what it is? He's spoiled. He's spoiled because he get the fresh eggs.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
I would probably trade 8 pounds of oxtail for like 4 pounds of snow crabs. Like,
I think
that's a good trade off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd do that.
And some shrimp. The raw shrimp got to be on the side, and a sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Not asking for much. You can keep the potato. If you throw in some corn, maybe.
What would be the fresh egg exchange rate for oxtail? Like,
at least.
First of all, eggs went down.
Yeah. Eggs went down again?
Yeah.
Yeah, eggs went down. So it's not, you're not cutting the profit with eggs anymore.
Somewhere there's an old lady who was getting dicked down because she had fresh eggs. Now she mad. She like, damn, you fucked up my cuddle time.
I'm fairly certain if she's getting dicked down for eggs, she's still getting dicked down. Like, that's like, I don't think anybody's gonna be like, I was gonna keep coming, but eggs got cheaper, so now I don't need to have sex with you. Like, I think they probably still have sex with you.
Oh, definitely.
So he was fucking up her egg to get to the eggs.
Pretty much.
That's what it sounds like.
Scrambling them.
Over hard. There, she's old.
He just poking at her old poached eggs.
Maybe poaching. No, them bitches, they've been simmering on low for about 50, 60 years. That egg is hard boiled.
If everything else
works, that's one of the Japanese things you get from in ramen. That's one of those. Like, yeah.
We gotta get to the harsh truth. It's time for the harsh truth. The harsh truth, where we get to give this verbal work to any person, place, thing, any noun at all that deserves to be lambasted. Because they actually acting funny. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Go ahead.
If you're pro-black, black unity, building black communities, but in no way see the importance of protecting black women and children in said community that you're trying to rebuild or build or do anything in, then everything you do and say to me is smoke and mirrors. I'm not sure where I got this quote from, but many moons ago, I heard a gentleman say that you can tell a lot about a nation by how the men treat its women and children. If that concept goes over your head, then whatever it is you're trying to do within your community is smoke and mirrors. That's it.
Repeat the question.
If you are,
you put something on blast, huh? But who? What?
I'm not putting anybody on blast.
What's the question?
I didn't really have a question. It was more of a statement to say that if you're someone who's pro-black community, building up black communities.
Yeah.
Say that one more time.
No, I was asking. No, I heard your message, and I fucking agree with that 100%. Because the most vulnerable people of any society is the backbone of that society. Yeah. But I was asking what was the question that was asked
We just give the harsh truth. Oh. Something that's been pissing us off for like the past week, something we got on our minds, we just let it out here in the ether and just talk about it.
And people ain't gonna like this, but I think a lot of the kind of activism we do today is very thinly concealed. What am I trying to say? A lot of the types of activism that we do today is very thinly concealed wrath.
Mm. Okay.
You know, it's not like wrath of the oppressors. It's not that. But I feel like, we feel like we're shrinking a lot in the world, and there's not much we can do, even though we keep magnifying voices. So the moment that somebody says something that, like, maybe touches a soft spot or is not said in the way that needs to be said, then people are like, well, the emotional response that I'm about to give them is going to be 100% warranted because they're upholding the current system of blah, blah, blah. When I feel like we really need to just talk to people, you know, like when have, anybody got younger siblings?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the youngest of a bunch.
Yeah, I'm the baby.
When you're younger, or somebody that annoyed you that was younger than you, when they was whining, or when they were like you know, we're not whining. I'm not gonna say it's whining, but when they were like annoying you, would you open to hearing the message?
Nah.
No. Not no. Annoying. That's not the word I'm trying to use either. I'm trying to find a word that's
where it was a bit antagonistic.
Yeah, when they're antagonizing you, but they have a good message behind it, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, not at all.
I feel like we need to change up our approach with how we deal with people that don't share the same views as us, to put it as general as possible.
Mm. But then again, I can see it.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen, though, because The moment you say that, it's going to be, well, they're the oppressor, which in a way, yes, I can see why you would say that. It depends. Because a lot of the time, people 100% are oppressors. But I'm digging my hole, so leave me alone. Not leave me alone.
I can see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
But for folks who are oppressed, more than likely, we've been trying various different ways to explain what we're going through for change, and it's just like falling on deaf ears no matter what we do or say. So that, like, I see what you're saying, but then there's kind of like that fine line where we're trying different ways, and no matter what the fuck we do, they're not gonna listen. So fuck it. I say
we throw some Molotov cocktails. That's just me, though.
Right. So yeah, you know, you just find your lane and. I don't know.
Yeah, there's also the various methods, because like I see more often than not people like going off on people asking genuine questions.
True.
And then people go, I'm sorry, it's not my job to educate you, which is true. It's not anyone's job to educate you. But also in the same breath, if you don't have the time or the space to educate me, then don't correct me either. Because you can't do both.
I can see that.
You have the time to correct me, but you don't have the time to explain why I'm wrong. Like, that doesn't...
Oh, well, I'm 100% on board with that. Yeah, I agree with that entirely.
Because people do 100% a lot. And I'm not even going to say more often than not, a lot. People do take the, I'm ignorant to the idea, and weaponize that to try to poke holes in your argument. But I'm talking about people that genuinely are like, no, I want to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you didn't lose me.
Yeah,
I get you.
That's been bothering me.
All right, now is it me or is it you, Chris?
You can go now. You can go.
Right, mine's not so much a harsh truth as it is a big ups. I've been doing that lately, throwing some big ups in there for people. I want to big up four men who were charged Monday over the theft of an 18-karat gold toilet from Blenheim Palace, the sprawling English country manor where British wartime leader Winston Churchill was born. The toilet, valued at £4.8 million or $5.95 million American, was an artwork titled America and intended as a pointed satire about excessive wealth by Italian conceptual artist Maurizio Catalan. It was part of an art installation at the palace near the city of Oxford a few days before it vanished overnight in 2019. Now, the Crown Prosecution said Monday it authorized charges against four men ages 35 to 39 over the theft. Man, you know what? You took and hid a 18-karat gold toilet for over 4 years. I feel like you should have got away with it longer. I feel like that toilet should have popped up somewhere, maybe disassembled, maybe sold off piece by piece, and maybe the proceeds could go to the poor. But good on him for 3 years of, you know, time keeping that golden toilet hidden.
Sometimes art imitates life. Yes, that was poetic.
Yeah,
that was beautiful.
It was true. Like, it was like, oh, let's talk about colonization, and it's like, let's talk about colonization. Let's talk about, you know, the value of things and what have you. This is the toilet.
That's the shit on that. Installation.
Yeah, that's is that the toilet. Whole thing? That's the whole thing. When it was functional, before it got stolen.
It looks like it'd be real uncomfortable to shit on initially, because like it'd be real cold.
Yeah, first. It would.
That you know how heavy gold is?
Very much so.
That was a crime of passion. It had to have been.
And that was a functioning toilet that you could walk in and use, right?
Yes.
So they had to drain the water too.
Get that out.
It was a functioning toilet, and it was also an art installation at the home where Winston Churchill grew up. So there's levels to this.
I don't understand why that. All right, then, man. Like, did Winston Churchill have a thing about toilets? Is that why they put a gold toilet in his house?
I think he comments a lot on, like, human nature and greed and war.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it was the gold toilet was symbolizing American ostentatiousness.
Yeah, American ostentatiousness.
Okay. Yes.
And the art installation was titled America.
I mean, I'm not even mad at it being, not that I would have, but I'm not even mad that they stole it, because that still fits within the realm of the point of the toilet.
Yeah.
So.
If I'm stealing that toilet, I'm using it. Like, if I steal that toilet, you're never going to want it back. Like, you're not. Like, you're going to come in, it's going to be in my, like, guest bathroom. Like, everybody going to use that motherfucker.
Okay.
But it was already being used, too. It was a fully functioning toilet they were already using for the public, right?
I'm assuming if you was using the public, though, it was, like, soft shit. But go ahead.
So, hear me out. This toilet was found in Florida, and the government sent the bear to grab the $45 worth of Taco Bell so they couldn't desecrate the memory of the toilet. So really, it's an inside job. You get what I'm saying?
Makes what sense.
You say
makes
sense.
And this was right before the Hispanics came and moved the body part out. Because to order $45 worth of Taco Bell, you have to be a serial killer.
Yeah.
See,
it's lining up.
No, get on my level. Get on my level. It's all lining up. Get on my level. What was the other story? What was the other one we did?
I love the fact that
the oxtail, the stolen oxtail, and tomahawk steak.
So what happened was they had the same car, right? The Hispanics and the dude that was moving the body parts, right? Had the same car,
right?
They were supposed to get the drop with the oxtails in it, but they got the drop with the body parts in it.
Right.
The Hispanics was going to the police to report the oxtails, but they had the body parts.
Mm-hmm. It's correlated.
But they didn't have the oxtails what they had to use.
The golden toilet.
I want you to be in charge of every. I want to see you on First 48 with like the cork board,
and
you were just grabbing pictures and just putting. Said nah. See, look, I got a picture of this dude. It's a hot dog salesman that I fucks with. He's the ringleader. Y'all didn't know this. I put some stuff. you've already got the cork board. This is you have done this.
Y'all not thinking on my level. I'm not level.
You're there. You're there. You're elevated. You're elevated.
Mm-hmm. Get on my level.
Crack the case wide right. open.
Let's so. Go ahead and apply to the Investigator 3. Like,
CIA.
All right, so what you got for your harsh truth?
I don't really have a harsh truth this week. I was just going to say hi, everybody. How y'all doing? And also, for mere ducats a month, our Patreon allows you to get, I don't know, I guess better access to us? I don't know what we're doing on that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us money. Give us money. My drugs are running out.
I'm weak.
Hey, this is we're going the honesty route. We're going the honesty route with the Patreon. Like, you can become
I'm never going to have a political office. I can say that shit.
And help us get better drugs.
Mm-hmm. And booze.
I mean, and make the show better. We'll get equipment. It's going to sound wonderful. But also the drugs.
That'll make a better show. If you think about it. Or not. Yes, just send money.
Oh, yeah. If you want to just send money to me, if you ever see me in the streets and you just want to hand me $10,
fantastic.
Please do so.
Yes.
Never be afraid to hand me $10. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Or more.
Yeah, never be afraid. Never be
don't
afraid.
Limit
I wanted
yourself.
To say 10. I want to set a minimum, though. I don't feel like getting stopped for a dollar. I got other stuff to do.
I don't know. I got a vending machine at my job. Dollars are welcome.
Where can they find you online, Saya?
You can find me on Instagram at A Gram of Saya. You can find me on TikTok at Saya Meads. Don't friend me on Facebook. I don't know you. and you can book me. Hit me up with some DMs, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Yes. Because she is an excellent comedian and an excellent human being.
It was nice meeting you.
Thank you. It was nice meeting y'all. Too. Hope to come back.
Chris, you have an open invitation anytime. So we can connect all these dots.
What's crazy is I went to follow you on Instagram, and apparently I already follow you. So,
oh, shit.
Thank you.
Yeah. You funny. You funny as fuck.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Let me go do the same.
Y'all, remember, you can find us at Harsh Words with Friends on Instagram, Harsh Words with Friends on TikTok. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram. Dante be saying stuff. Because I do be saying stuff sometimes. I don't know.
Of course, you can find me on Instagram under Moonbeamikins. The name makes no sense, and don't try to figure it out. Yeah, that's it. Oh, again, that $10 in the street. Find me in the streets and give me $10, please. I got a trip coming up, and I need extra money.
I was still a bit from David Bory, the voice of Comedy Central. Like, he went on a tour called the Bring David a Plate Tour. Whenever you see me performing around your city, bring me a plate.
Ooh, it depends, though. I may need to see that plate before you bring it to me, because I ain't on a mission to get just diarrhea in new places.
Yeah, out of everybody's kitchen. Don't bring me no motherfucker.
Yeah.
Specifically my kitchen. I haven't cleaned that bitch in a while. I wouldn't eat out my kitchen, so I'm trying to hide it from y'all in the back. I don't need y'all to know how I live.
You can just find me on Facebook under my name, where all the other aunties and uncles are being weird on the internet unnecessarily.
Yeah. Remember, not every word can be a harsh one. Sometimes you gotta share a kind word with somebody, because that kind word may be the one thing keeping them from stepping over the edge. And I'm hoping someone shares a kind word with you too, because the only good, the only divinity we'll find in this world, we'll find in each other. So don't be a dick. Until next time, people.
Bye. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.